to drink more wine. So the more wine that he drinks, pshita, on each case, you have to make another bracha. That's halacha, that's called nimlach. That was our main mitzvah. And that's halacha like that. Vaitam, Mazutra Omar, Mazutra was the one that said, he made a bracha on the first case of wine he drank, and the last case, on the bracha samazin, he made a second bracha. Why? Omar, I'm not the object that's tamidim the Rav. I held that the tamidim of Rav. Now, he was a person that used to drink a lot of wine. So when he made his first bar priyagofim, pshita, he had a mind, everything is going to drink. Aye, why did he make a second bracha by bracha samazin? That's Rav Svara. That when you bench, that's called the hestachadas, that's considered like you finished eating right now, and anything you eat or drink after the benching, you have to make a second bracha on it. So Rashi Kutamidi, the Rashpam Kutamidi, the Rav, Kiyahu Uvdud Liyah, like the Maisa before. The Yalaf Ravimine, that Rav learned out from that, the Miboil of Ruchi Akisa de Akosta Bechosa. You have to make a second bracha on the case of benching. Afal Pi Shekhla Berech Al Yain Shepteh Hamozin. Even though you already made a bracha on the one in the middle of the Suda. Yeah. So that's Mazutra Svara. So the more of Ravashi. Ravashi was the one that said no, he just made one bracha, that's all. He made the first kais, he made a bar for the goffin, and that was it for the whole Suda, even for the benching. Omar, he holds Ravashi that let's hilchasa katamidi the Rav. I do not paskin like Rav. I don't hold like that. Because even though I bench, by making brichas a mozen that is not called a silik, it's not called you finish eating, even though you made a bracha, and afterwards when I go to drink the yain, the wine, from benching, I don't have to make another bracha. What's Ravashi's raya? To a yom tev shechaliya sachra Shabbos. What's going to be when yom tev comes out after Shabbos? Heis moitsoi Shabbos is a yom tev. The yom Rav, what did Rav say before? What do we do? On one kosher yain, we make kiddush and avdolah. We say Yayin, Kiddush, Ner Havdalah. So what do you see? You see that you'll have to make two different brachas on the same kais, and you don't have to make two bar priya goffins. Let's see Rashi. Rashbam learns, Lesilchas HaKatamid HaDerav, Kleima, Kiyuz HaTamid HaDerav, Liyel, the brachas HaMos and Lava Sukhi Daitahil. He holds benching is not called, you made up your mind not eat. V'yafagav D'yom HaHavon HaVorach. Even if a person said, okay, let's go bench, still, Shor with a mishtay. People are still allowed to continue drinking without making a new bracha. The afilu ochi, the Rashbam himself says now, is lalocha less silchasak Ravashi. We don't pass like Ravashi says. Why? Tekamalu Rava Mazutra b'chodeshitosay. Because Rava and Mazutra both hold like Rav, that we hold benching is called a hefsik. Mela v'tzarach lachsel avorach alayayin shabrichas amozen. Lalocha, you do have to make another bracha, bar priagofin, on the kosho brichas amozen when you drink it. Bar priagofin, kiminik shalono. Like our minik, that's our minik. Now, v'chivun diyama havin avorach, the same thing. If you're in the middle of a meal, and at the end of the meal you say, let's go bench, also lemishti, you're not allowed to drink anymore. Because as soon as you said, let's go bench, that means you made up your mind, you're finished drinking now, and it's it. You're not allowed to drink anymore till after brichas hamazon, unless you make a bracha first. V'yoid, what's another raya like this? Midikomaitzi Ravashi siyati milse the Rav, lachshas al tamid the Rav, lachisha midivre Rav. Yevakomahad the Gemara v'loihi l'chal lesilchas the Ravashi. Like we'll soon see. Like Ravashi just brought himself a raya, and the Gemara is going to slug up Ravashi. Now, what was Ravashi's raya? That Rav says when Moitzoi Shabbos comes out to be a yomtiv, you make Kiddush and Avdol on the same kais. So what's the Raya? Rashi Rashbam says, V'yom Rav, Yayin Kiddush, Ner Avdol. V'loi boi levruche birchas bar priagofen trey zimda. This is the Raya. Why don't you have to make two times bar priagofen? Chad Kiddush, one because you're making Kiddush first, v'chad Avdol, and second for Avdol. As if you're going to tell me, like when you make a bracha, that's called a hefsig. So here, first you said bar priagofen, then you make kiddush. So chura, since you make kiddush, that should be a hefsig. You're finished. Now, how could you go make havdalah without making the new bar priagofen? So therefore, as Ram says, vu adin letrei kosei the kiddush hayoyim abrichas amozin. The same thing. The kash of the Rav Yehuda Saba the Yomalu Hochi Yomra Rav Hovu Brachos Lemishter Din Ken Kash the Rav of the Rav. So that's the question here. He brought his raya that you see by making one bracha does not make a hefsik. So therefore he said the same way kiddush is not called a hefsik between that and avdolah, the same thing birchas hamos and benching is also not considered a hefsik. Even though you have to bench first, when you go and drink the kais of wine after benching, you do not have to make a second bracha. That's the way the Rashbam learns pshat. His Tais doesn't like this pshat. Tais learns, Hokama Rav, Pirish Bekuntris, to daig midloy matzach levarach trei zim nevarach piagofen. Since he doesn't have to say two times varach piagofen, chada kiddush, one when he makes kiddush, v'chada avdolam. Amalai hevi kiddush hefsik. V'uadinami birchas amos, it's not called hefsik. V'ektayis v'kosha, what's the raya? The eich yivarach pomen varach piagofen akai sechot. That shit you don't have to do. We're talking about now in Motzoi Shabbos Yontif, if you're making kiddush on one kais, on this one kais shit, if you make a bar for your gofen on this kais, what's the haver mean? You should have to make a second bar for your gofen on the same kais. Shit, the one bracha helps. What do I care? First you make a bar for your gofen, then you make kiddush on this kais, and then right away you make havdalah. There's no haver mean in the world to say you should have to make two brachas, another bar for your gofen. You for sure made your first bracha on this kais. So for Ektayis and Rashi, that can't be Pshat in the Gemara. What's the Raya then that Birchas HaMazon is not called a Hefsik? Over there, Birchas HaMazon we're talking about, you are benching. So now that you bench, that's called a Hefsik. From the first drinking, you're finished the first drinking. And now you have to start over again. You have to make a new bracha. But here, when you make a bracha on the Kiddush, Pshit, you don't have to make another bracha on the Avdolah. It's one bracha on one cup. So therefore, Tais says, "Venira, what's the pshat in the Gemara? Venira to dayik midaloy tiknu yain lebsoif." That's the raya. How come Rav doesn't know that you have to make yain at the end of kiddush and avdolah? The chur, what you should do is first make kiddush, then make avdolah, then make the brichas ayayin. How come you're allowed to make the brichas ayayin first? That's the raya. Shema minad loy heavy hefsik. So you see, making a bracha after you made a bar of your gofen is not called a hefsik. It's not called like you're finished drinking. That's why first you're allowed to make a bar for your gofen, then you're allowed to make kiddush. And we don't say you have to do the opposite way. First make kiddush, then make bar for your gofen. So you see, even though first you make the bar for your gofen, and then you say brachas later on, brachas is not called a hefsik. That was Rav Ashi's raya. So same thing here also. First, at the beginning of the meal, I made a bar for your gofen on the water, and I started to drink it. Now, what happened? I still have in mind, I know now I'm going to have to drink that kais of brichas amazin. But Talmid the Rav, Rava says that since you made the brichas amazin, that's called a hefsik. You make a bracha of benching, that's called a hefsik. Brings Rav Ashi Uriah that a bracha is not called a hefsik. Because you see here, first we make the bracha bar for your gofen, and then we go make kiddush. So you see, kiddush making a bracha is not called a hefsik between the yain and the drinking of the yain. That was Rav Ashi's raya. The Gemara answers back, Poshi, that's no raya. So the Gemara of Elohi, you should know that's no raya. Hosom okar daite me mishtei. When is Rav's raya, Tamid the Rav holding? That's only when you're going to bench. When a person is saying Bircha Samozin, that brach is called a hefsik. Because the yisoid of benching means you finished eating. You're thanking Hashem now for the food you already ate. So Bircha Samozin, that's called a hefsik. Of a kimotel. Mashenken here, when you're making kiddush and avdolah, you are not oikedaita, you did not take your mind away from drinking. Pshita, what's going on here? You're making a bar priya gofen, and then you're making kiddush. At all times, you're still having your mind to drink the wine. Like, you didn't even start to drink the wine yet. So, pshita, when you make kiddush and then avdolah, that's not called a hefsik between the first bar priya gofen, because you did not take your mind away from eating. It's only a svar when you go to bench. Birchas amazin means, I finished eating right now. So benching is called a hefsik. And that's the way we hold halach like that. Like mazutra and the way Rav holds and Tamid the Rav. That when you bench, benching is called a hefsik, and after benching you have to make another bar for your gofen on the kaishal birchas amazin. So the Marki Motali Abdullah. When it came time to make Abdullah, is Kom Shmaya Vyadlik. His Shamish got up and lit Avuka Mishargu. He took a big torch and lit the torch from a small candle, from a Sharga. And on that they used for Abdullah. Is Omalay, so they asked him, Lomaloch Lomaloch. So again, this is by Rav's house. So Rav Yaakov asked him, Lomaloch Lomaloch Kulihai. How come you need such a big torch? What's wrong with using a small candle? Like, how come you told your shamish to go and light the torch from the small candle? Why didn't you just use a candle? Homan chasharga, if you have the candle already lit, why do you have to go and light a new torch for? Amalei, so Rav answered back, Shemaya midaita d'nav shekovid. You should know my shamish, I didn't tell him to do it. He did it by himself. Don't ask me no questions. Amalei said back, that's not an answer. Eloi shmielei minei demar, if the shamish, if the waiter, like, did not hear from you, that's the way he's supposed to do, he wouldn't have done it. So Meila, my kasha back to you is again, how come you told the Shamash to get a big torch? What's wrong with a small candle? Omalei, so B'zai, he answered him back, don't you also hold like this? That is a din we learned before, that avuka le'avdolah mitzvah min amuvcha. When you make an avdolah mitzvah Shabbos, you're supposed to use a torch. That's called a mitzvah min amuvcha. You're not supposed to use one candle. And that's what down halacha, you're not supposed to use just one candle by itself. There should be at least two candles together. At least two neiros put together you should use to make avdolah. That's called a mitzvah min amuvcha. That's why here also you have the shamish and use this torch, and not the one candle. Yeah. The Yomar, then he started to make min amuvcha. Posach v'yomar, hamavdol. Posach v'yomis, then he started to make avdolah. After he had the eish, and he made the barimir eish, then he started to make avdolah. How did he go and make avdolah? He said, hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol, ben or l'choshech, ben yisro l'amin, ben yom hashvi l'shesh shemei amasa. That's the way he said. When we say avdolah, that's the way he said avdolah also. His omalei, so Rabbi Yaakov again, yes, Rovam, lom l'chol kuli hai. How come he said so much? Say one thing, ben kodesh l'chol. What do you have to say so many things for? The yom rav yud omar rav, hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol, just saying the bracha hamavdol mekodesh lechol zui avdalto shav yud anosi. This is the whole avdolah that Yehuda anosi held. You don't have to say more than that. Hamavdol mekodesh lechol, that's enough. So how come you're saying so many things here? Omalei, so he answered back. Ano ki ho sruli. True, I don't hold like Yehuda anosi. I hold like this. The Yomer Reb Lezem, Omer Reb Oishia, HaPoiseyach, whoever starts to make avdolah, lo yivchas megimul. You have to at least mention three things. Three different types of avdolos. You can't say less than three. And if you want to add to it, you can't add more than seven. You can't make seven differences. When we make avdolah on Matzoy Yom Tov, it's a Shabbat, and Matzoy Shabbat, that's a Yom Tov, we talk and say the seven avdolos we say then. Al Sheva Mefashim Lekamei, we'll soon explain which ones. But you can't say more than seven avdolos differences, and you can't say less than three. That's what here also he said. He didn't just say Hamavdo ben Kodesh Tochol. Rather, he said Hamavdo ben Kodesh Tochol. That's one. Ben Oro Lachoshev. That's two. Ben Yisro Liam. That's three. Ben Yom Hashvi L'Shesh Yemei Amasa is four. So it's still going to be a kashin. I'm a monoshach. Either say three or else say all seven. But we say seven by Motzoi Shabbos. That's a Yom Tov. But as in a regular Shabbos, the question is, what do you say four for? Just say three. Amalei. V'amar loit loso, you didn't say three. V'loi shevom, you didn't say seven. Mashmi learned either say three or else say seven, but not four. So I still have a kasher on you. How come when you say avdolah, you said four avdolahs? How come either three or four make up either three or seven? So Rashi, Rashbam, v'amar loit shalosh shevom v'loi shevom. The aborom, you said four of them. V'amar rayis, what? How come im litfosh esamuit? If you want to do the least amount, do three. If you want to do a lot, say all seven. So how come you say four? It's a mother pshara. Either say only three or else say seven. What's up as four? So he answered back, Omalei, Ivra, ben yoyim ha-shvi, l'sheshe shemei ha-maseh, me'ein chasim hi. That I did not say, b'teres ha-havdolah, that I said, that's supposed to be me'ein v'chasimah, me'ein the end of the bracha. Trashim me'ein chasimah, v'lav minyonhu, that's not part of the minyan. And that would say, "Ben Yom Hashvi L'Shesh Shemei Amaseh." That's Miyain, the part of the chesim of the bracha. The Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel Hamavdul. Whoever's coming to make avdolah, Sorach Sheyomar Miyain Chesima Somach LeChesimosei. You have to say something about the chesima next to the chesima. That's what you have to say. So we end off as Hamavdul Ben Kodesh L'Chol. That's where we end off the bracha. So right before that, we have to say Ben Yom Hashvi L'Shesh Shemei Amaseh. That Yom HaShvi means Kodesh, and Shesh Shemei Amaseh means Chol. That's why we say this last one. But this is not part of the real Havdolah. Because real Havdolah is only the first three. The last one, but Yom HaShvi L'Shesh Shemei Amaseh, that's only that the last Chesima, that we end up Baruch HaTor Hashem HaMavdol B'Kodesh HaChol, right before that should be something talking about that. That's called that Sharach Shiyena Mien Chesima, some L'Chesimaseh. Or Pompadisoi and Pompadisa, they used to say Amri, Miyain Psichoson, Somach L'Chesimosen. You have to say something like the Psicha near the Chesima. In other words, you don't have to say something at the end, at near what's the last bracha, but rather something at the end, say something that you said at the beginning. Say Miyain the Psicha, something you start off with, say that also Somach L'Chesimosen, near the end. For the more b'may b'nayu, what's the difference between Pumpadisa and Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel? Eke b'nayu, yomte shechal liyos achra Shabbos. The afkamina is yomte that comes after a Shabbos. Because what we do, our Havdalah is anywhere we start off saying, ha'mavdo b'kodesh l'chol. So the first thing we say anyway is between Kodesh and Chol. And the last thing we say is also Sheshe Shimei and Kodesh. So we also say between Kodesh and Chol. So what's the difference whether you have to say Mi'ein de Psichom or Mi'ein de Chsim? It's both the same thing. That we end off. As we say Hamavdu b'Kodesh l'Chol, that's Les Brachom. And after we end off right before that we say Ben Yom Hashvi L'Shesh Shemei Amaseh, that's good according to both of them. Because Ben Yom Hashvi L'Shesh Shemei Amaseh, that has to do with the last thing of Kodesh Tachoyel, and that has to do with the first thing, Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Tachoyel. So what's the difference? Which way we hold? You're doing both anyway. So Mura says, Nafkimina is, A Yom Teshachal Yisachra Shabbos. What's the chesimah we say there? There we say ben kodesh le kodesh. We don't end off baruch to Hashem amavdo ben kodesh lechol. We say baruch to Hashem amavdo ben kodesh le kodesh. So man di yomim miyem psichoson somach lechesimoson. The one that says right before the end of the bracha, you have to speak about what you started off. Is like boy lemeim. You don't have to say ben kedusha Shabbos le kedushas yom tov v'dalta. That you don't have to say. Because you don't have to talk about the last thing, you only have to talk about the first thing. But according to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that says by the end, right before you end the Havdalah, you have to say something then about what you talk about the last brachon, is boy lemeimer. Right before you end, you have to say, ben kedusha Shabbos lekedushas yom tov v'dalta. Because the end of the bracha is Baruch Ato Hashem Hamavdo Ben Kodesh LaKodesh, which means between one kedusha and another kedusha. So according to Yehuda Amar Shmuel, right before that you have to say Hivdalta Ben Kedusha Shabbos Kedusha Yom Tov Hivdalta. So now that's Nafkamina. Which one of the two ways you have to say?
Yeah. Now what we were talking about before a little bit, that the Rashbam learns a svara Kal B'Chayma, that if you drink wine at the end of the meal, even if you already said Havlon and Nevorach, let's go bench, that the law is you have to make a bar priyagofin, but still he says a bracha achron you do not have to make, because since you're going to go bench, so brichas hamos and the three brachas, it's a kal v'chaim, it helps for the instead of the one bracha alagefin v'priyagofin that you should have had to make, since it's only called bracha achas mein sholosh, so for sure if you bench that helps. That was the Rashbam svara. Tosis we said argues on the Rashbam, and Tosis brings a raya from the Gemara brachas. But there are such things that are called Dvorim HaBoyim, Shaloi Machmas HaSuda Acher HaSuda, something comes after the Suda, that we say you have to make a Brocha Rishon and a Brocha Achreinim. And Nuad Din Tainim V'Yanovim, according to Rav Sheshis, said that you have to make a special Brocha on it. So you see, there's no Kal V'Chaim, it's not for sure that the Brocha Samozen Pat is anything that's Mechuyiv to make a Main Sholish on it. But therefore, we spoke out, Tosis does agree with Rashbam LaHalacham. And he said as far as like this, Taisa says like this. Taisa says, Nira Shein Sarach Lavorach Achrov, Deliolom Choshev Machmas Hasuda. That if you drink wine, any time you drink wine before you bench, it's always considered Bo Machmas Hasuda. Vodikom Aida Zigumon Brocha that says, Dvorim HaBoyim Achmas Achar Hasuda, Tzrichim Brocha Lefneim Lachrayim. There's a Gemara Brocha that says, if you eat something after the meal, before you bench, you have to make a bracha before and afterwards, and we don't say it's considered for the bracha achrona as if it's coming for the purpose of the meal. So Daisha says, "Hainu chutz miyayin," excluding wine. Wine is always considered coming bo machmas ha'oichum. Mashma, because the reason why you want to drink wine at the end is because you had the meal. It's the meal itself, the food itself, makes you want to drink more wine. So it's considered the wine is coming because of the meal. Therefore, the bircha samosin you say at the end would pata for the bracha achrona of the yain. But Tosfos speaks out, Miyu, we don't have such a case like this, that after Dvorim HaBoyim Acher Asuda, Miyu Ono Enono Mesalkin Yadeinu Mipas Ad Bircha Samozin, V'yakol Karu Teich Asuda. Usually everything we eat is always considered in the middle of the meal, because we never like take away the table until after we bench. V'yein Shum Dov V'toyim Bracha Achrof. There's nothing that we have to make a bracha achrona for, something that you wait in the middle of the meal, even if you had to make a bracha rishoner on it. The mirchas hamozen poiter. Because mirchas hamozen patas anything you eat throughout the meal. So even though maybe a bracha rishoner you do have to make like on kinuach sud at the end of the meal on dessert, but bracha achrona pshiti you would not have to make. Yeah, and also we had a lashon in the Gemara, that the Gemara said a lashon that kivan v'yamrisu havlon and nevorach. As soon as we say, come, let's go bench, is this a solachula mishti? You're not allowed to drink anymore before you say birchas hamazon. So from the Rashbam, we medayik, it's takamashra from the Rashbam, that it's also to drink even with making a bracha. As once you say havlon and nevorach, you are like mesalak das, you made up your mind, you're not needed anymore. It's chal upon you a chiv to bench right now to say brichas and mos, not to say the bracha achreina. And it's not right to go continue drinking or eating now before you bench. So it's mashmash mamas also to eat or to drink until you go bench. However, the Rosh says, the Rosh does not hold that the Rashbam, and the Rosh holds that the Rif's pshat is the ikur, that the Rif learns that just the pshat that you're not allowed to eat now without making a bracha rishayna. But if you still want to continue eating or continue drinking, all you have to do is just make a bracha rishayna and you can continue drinking. And achnami, after you make drinking, then you go to bench. But the lashon that is aser, that's aser, is lav davka, just means you can't drink without making a bracha rishayna first. Now the halacha, the mechaba brings down in Simin Kufay and Tes, the mechaba says a lashon like this, that gomasu dosoi v'noto yodov mayim achreinim. If somebody finished eating and he washes his hands, he washes mayim achreinim, eino yochol lechov lelishtois ad shivorach birchas hamazon. Mashrim, it's also to eat even if you want to, but you have to now first make a birchas hamazon. You can't eat till you can't drink. Because once you wash mayim achreinim, that's called isilik. But the mechaba says v'mo mahavlon unavorach. Let's say you do not wash your hands for mayim achreinim. You just say this lashon of havlon unavorach. Let's go bench. Is heavy hester das, that is considered like your mesir das, you take your mind away from eating. The osler lishtois elim ken yivorach olav tchila. As here the mechabit says, but just saying havlon and vorach, it helps to make a bracha rishena if you want to drink now before you bench. And the mechabit says viachilo dina kishtiya. Who are then if you want to continue eating now after you said havlon and vorach? The locher is you have to make a bracha rishena. If you would want to continue eating bread, you would have to wash over again and make again a moitzi lechem in oritz. Now he says, this is the pshat according to the Rosh. But the Mechaber brings down, there's a shittas Rabbeinu Yoin and the Ran, that they hold that achila is different. That means, afo pisha silik yodai melechol, even if you say, let's go bench, and you like, stop eating, viafilo silko ashuch, and even if you take away the table, imrotza lachsal achilosa, if you want to continue eating, ein tzorach levorach paramacheris. You do not have to make another bracha rishayna if you did not bench it. Shekol shelo notal yodov lo nistalek legamri machila. His Rabbeinu Yonis makes the chilek between achila and shtiya. By eating, kol zman you did not wash your hands yet. For mayim achreinim, it's not called your masalek, your masiach das from eating. Even if you did, you still have das. The normal thing is you stop now, but you continue eating again. So for achila, it's never called you have to make another bracha rishayna unless you wash your hands for mayim achreinim. However, for shtiya, if you want to continue drinking, then we say no. Once you said havlon and nevorach, that is considered like your mesiach das. And for shtiya, if you'd want to drink again, you would have to make a bracha rishayna before you go and drink. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that even on the first part of the mechaber, that the mechaber says that if you wash your hands for mayim achreinim, then you are not allowed to eat anything, even if you want to make a bracha, until you first make birchas hamazon. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Rakam of Peskim that Svirulei, that there's no issa to eat before you bench. It's just that if you wash your hands for mayim achreinim, you have to first make a bracha rishayna if you want to go continue eating something. Let's say you still want to have some fruit, or you want to have some cake, you would have to make a bracha rishayna since you already washed your hands for mayim achreinim. However, after you finish eating this, you would have to wash your hands a second time for mayim achreinim, because the mayim achreinim should be right before benching. However, lechatchila though, the Magen Avraham says, that you should be nizer b'zeh, that once you wash your hands for mayim achreinim, it's better is to go bench right away and not wait to eat anything else. But if you want to, you have to eat, you are allowed to eat, just providing you make a bracha rishayna first. Now, this is only if you want to eat. Well, let's say you washed mayim achreinim, then you stop want to shmooze and talk. That for sure you should not do. As right after you wash mayim achreinim, you should not be mafsik bediva with stop talking. Rather, you should go to bench right away. Now, lemaisa, if somebody said havlon and nevorach, that means let's go bench. He told the family, okay, it's time to bench. Let's go bench. So by saying that, we say that's called a hesach hadas. You like stopped eating now. You took your mind away from eating. And if you'd want to eat something now, you would have to make a bracha rishonim. That is the Rosh Hashita. That even if you want to eat something now, you want to continue taking bread, you want to continue eating an apple, you would now have to make a bracha rishonim before you would eat it. However, the Mechaber brought down the Rabbeinu Yoin and the Ran Shita is that if you want to continue eating, achili, you do not have to make another bracha rishonim. The Svar and the Gemara was only because they were kaveya lishtois, because they were drinking. They wanted to drink another kais of yain. If you want to drink something more, for drinking, we say, once you said havon and avarach, that's called a hesach hadas, that makes you make another bracha. But if you want to continue eating, you do not have to make another bracha. So the kid said to Machlokes Rishonim, what's going to be the halacha if you said havlon and nevorach, as you did not wash mayim achronim yet. When you wash mayim achronim, then everybody holds, if you want to continue eating, you have to make a bracha rishonim. But if you didn't wash mayim achronim yet, you just said havlon and nevorach, let's go bench. So it's a Machlokes now, if you continue eating food, would you have to make a bracha rishonim or not? So the Bir Halacha goes through by Riches, that there are a lot of shittas that hold like the Rosh, and he wants to say, Poshid, the Mechaber is Sosom, like Rabbeinu Yoni and the Ran, so the Churi could be Mekel. But it comes out, Lamaitse, the Rashit is both ways, therefore it's very hard to be Mekel. It's very hard to say which way we should do. Therefore, in the case where somebody said, Havlon and Nevorach, that is, let's go bench, Metchila, you should not eat anything now up until you are bench. Because it's a suffix if you do continue eating, it's a suffix if you have to make a bracha or not. According to the Rosh, you would have to make a bracha rishonah. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, you would not have to make a bracha rishonah. But since there is no clear hachra which way the two we paskin, therefore he says, when you said havlon and nevorach, you should not continue eating anymore. Because it's doubtful if you have to make a bracha or not. If you want to go drink something right now, you could drink, because that's for sure you would have to make a bracha rishonah. But to eat something, since it's a machlekes, you would have to make a bracha rishonah or not, the best thing is not to eat anything until after you bench, and then for sure you would have to make a bracha rishonah. All right, we'll stop here.